Your attention, please.
Your attention, please.
Your attention, please.
And now the moment we've been waiting for is here.
I have something to tell you.
Hello, Nelson and Tasman. Welcome, everyone. It is my pleasure to introduce our next guest to our show, Evolving Health. Charley, C-H-A-R-L-E-Y, chop chop, chef, nutrition-based health and wellness coach, motivator and entrepreneur. Charley is passionate about helping people live happier, healthier and empowered lives. Food has always been a huge part of Charley's life, and with themes of preconception, who better to talk to for tips on healthy eating and living? Welcome, Charley, and thanks for coming along.
Thanks so much.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about yourself, Charley. When did you come to New Zealand? Your own experiences that inspired and motivated you to become a chef and now a health and wellness coach.
So I was born in Yorkshire and we grew up in a beautiful home. Everything happened for us in the kitchen. We even had a set of rings and a swing in our kitchen growing up. And beautiful big dining table, roaring fire in the winter. And I learnt to cook next to my mum on a stool.
Fantastic.
We also grew all of our own fruits and vegetables. We had fruit trees. So even from a very early age, I really learnt the whole philosophy of garden to plate.
Yes, yes.
So there's no wonder that I ended up a chef being brought up in such a beautiful environment.
Yeah.
I moved to New Zealand in 2005.
Yeah.
And food has always been a big part of my life.
Right.
I left school at 16 and then trained to be a cordon bleu chef.
Wow, fantastic.
And then my real life began as a chef out in the world of catering when I was 18.
Wow, gosh. So you've learned that garden to table, which is, you know, a bit of a renaissance there, isn't there? Where there's this movement within schools now from garden to table. So it's teaching children, especially children that live in big cities and they don't have any land and perhaps don't even have the concept as a young child where food actually comes from, especially our vegetables and our fruit.
It's such a wonderful thing to be able to teach our children.
Yes.
And I was really blessed in an early childhood centre that I worked in, and we did absolutely that.
Yeah.
Everything was grown, all of our vegetables were grown in a veggie garden.
Yeah.
And I planted all of the seeds with the children. We nurtured those plants together and then took them into the kitchen. And they helped prepare the meals. It was fantastic.
And just on that with the children, I know that your name Charley Chop Chop has got quite a ring to it. And
yeah.
Interviewing you today and introducing you to the studio crew here, they had a wee giggle at Charley Chop Chop. Where does that name come from?
It does come from early childhood.
Yeah.
All of these beautiful children I used to look after. And I'd be cooking away in the kitchen and they'd just be, Charley, Charley Chop Chop, what's for lunch? What's for morning tea?
Yeah.
So it's a name that just stuck.
Yeah, it's a fantastic name. And you can see on your website, you've got those little children with Charley Chop Chop aprons on as well, which is all part of your inspiration and what you do.
Exactly. Yeah. I love inspiring children and cooking with children. And it's something I think we should all do a lot more of.
Yay. So as a health and wellness coach, just tell us what it is.
Okay, so a health and wellness coach is basically a coach who predominantly starts by looking at diet. That is the fundamental part of anybody's life where, you know, we want to start making some changes. So that's where we first concentrate. A program with me would last for 6 months because I feel that 6 months is a really good amount of time to make those positive changes. So after we've looked at the diet and everything's going well within their diet and they're starting to feel better and look better, and that then will ripple out into their own family, their own friends and into the community. I love to call that the ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, what we do is look at all the lifestyle. So your joy, happiness, spirituality, exercise, goals. So really being a health and wellness coach is looking at lifestyle transformation.
Great, great. So you're inspiring people to live a more authentic life.
Absolutely.
Not too dissimilar to Karen Proctor, who we had on the show, who's a life coach as well. So it's not just about what you eat, it's how you think and how you feel and yourself talk to yourself as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
I can see you as being like a Jamie Oliver, where you go into schools and as Charlie Chop Chop and being received really well and teaching children about from garden to table would be a wonderful movement here for Nelson and Tasman, because there's a lot of children that just don't eat well. You know,
we
think of poverty in other countries, but we've got a lot of poverty in this country, and teaching good skills for good, cheap, healthy meals, not just a pie for 99 cents, but what you can do with a cauliflower, for example, and some cashews and some almonds, and, you know, for example, would be a wonderful thing to do. So talking about cauliflower, you offer this wonderful service for pantry and supermarket. Tell me about that.
Basically, my pantry and supermarket tours also goes out into working with me as a client. We could also go to a farmer's market, bin in stores. And the really great thing about being with me is not only can we go around and look at different ingredients and things, ingredients you might not be aware of or know about, but once we do these tours together and I help you find some new ingredients, I can then custom make recipes around the ingredients that we find.
Gosh, you're exactly what I've been looking for my clinic and my clients, is because one of the hardest things I experience for my clients is the challenges they face when they have to radically change their diet. So you've got somebody who's covered in head to toe with eczema or psoriasis, and you'll tailor a diet for them with sample meal planners. And that's a wonderful resource, but the resource really is what's in the pantry, what do I buy now?
Yeah.
You know, what does almond flour actually look like?
Exactly.
Because we're creatures of habit and we eat what we know, don't we? And we eat everything that we've eaten in childhood, which isn't necessarily good for our health.
And it's about making just simple changes sometimes as well. And that is the joy of going into somebody's pantry.
Yes.
It's something that doesn't have to be overwhelming. That's why I call it pantry support.
Yes.
It could be as simple as, let's not have white rice.
Yes.
Let's swap it to brown.
Yeah.
Really simple, achievable, small steps.
Yes.
In an encouraging way.
Yeah, so it's like a pantry survival kit.
Yes, pantry survival.
Oh, I like that.
I like that too.
You can have it. So tell me more about who your services are for.
Basically, my services are for anybody that feels that their life is a little bit overwhelming. Their lives are really busy. They've lost sight of who they are and are ready to make, as I've said before, that lifestyle transformation. That's my ideal client. And somebody that's ready to put the work in as well.
Yes.
Because it does take a little bit of work, but it is done in a loving, kind, encouraging way.
Yeah.
But it does require a little bit of work.
It does. And it also requires self-responsibility.
Absolutely.
And we want change. And often change is very hard for us. And we often don't embrace change unless it's been forced upon us. So to make change is a fairly gutsy thing to do. But to have the change, you have to be the change. You actually just have to go, okay, that's enough procrastinating now. Because only a third of people will ever make change in their life. It's really interesting.
Isn't it?
I did some postgrad studies on motivational interviewing for behavioural change. And that was based upon wanting to work out what was going on in my own clinical practice with, you know, a low change movement.
Yep.
And it's all about trying to elicit why that person wants the change in the first place. So that's really interesting. But that's another show
it
in
is.
Itself.
Because change takes courage.
Yes. Yeah, definitely does.
And once, I guess, people meet me and feel comfortable in my presence, that is where really good positive change will happen.
Yeah, and you're really easy to get on with. I mean, we only
Thank
met
you,
last
Sammy.
Week and I feel like I've known you for ages.
Fantastic. Thanks, Sammy.
I know, so it's great. So what's your vision for yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
From 5 years from now, what I would love to see is some really fantastic programs happening in schools.
Yeah.
I've done some of these programs already in Hamilton.
Oh.
So I have got the experience.
Yeah.
And also a retreat would be my ultimate goal. A beautiful place to come. I'd grow all of my own vegetables.
Yeah.
A place to come, relax, rejuvenate, unwind. Yeah, beautiful retreat out in the country.
Fantastic. Now I'm going to just ask you a little bit more about both of those things. Tell me about what you did in Hamilton at schools.
So I worked with the Chiefs rugby team, the super team.
Yeah.
And together I created a program and we went into the school. And that was an amazing school because I actually had a kitchen in the middle of the school already.
Yeah.
And we did some really fun cooking with the players and the kids.
Yes.
And the whole thing was videoed and you can watch it on Sky TV.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. And can people find that link?
Yes, I'm sure they can. It is on my Facebook page.
Brilliant. Brilliant. We can just highlight that towards the end. And then your retreat. Now, you're part of a tribe collective, which is a group of women here in Nelson and Tasman that get together and back each other in their vision. And
absolutely.
So you've got all these wonderful skills around you with all these amazing women as part of tribe to help you get to where you want to get to in 5 years' time.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So we're coming to the end of the year where people start to contemplate pending change for the years ahead. And it's often around diet or losing weight, wanting to feel healthier, wanting to sleep better. So I encourage you with 2019 just around the corner to start taking the time to reflect what changes you desire for the year ahead. And for more information, you can contact Charley, which is Charley, on charleychopchop.co.nz, or you can visit Charley Chop Chop on Facebook. So thanks so much for coming along, Charley. It's been great. Evolving Health, Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock, and replay Sunday afternoon at 1:40, only on Fresh FM.
I have something to tell you.
Hey!